PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Good.
Well,
Mom, I guess that's okay.
It sounds good, but
that's it. You got it.
Really?
You're really getting
crazy.
It was my idea.
That's out of the question.
How have you been?
It was kind of this.
I love you. Green color.
Please.
Cool.
Talk, 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 talk. Hi. People are always talking, letting each other know how they think and feel. And using your voice might seem like the best way to make your point, but there are other ways to communicate. Mimes are performers who communicate without words. They tell stories using facial expressions and gestures. The white makeup accentuates the mime's face so we can read his expressions more clearly.
I got it.
Mimes have been performing for thousands of years, but they're not the only people who speak without using words. You and I do it every day. We gesture. We make faces. We say plenty without making a sound. There are lots of different ways to say what's on your mind. You just have to find the one that's best for you. In this story, a young girl finds a way to communicate through the beauty of movement and dance. It's called Silent Lotus.
Silent Lotus by Jean M. Lee. Read by Leah Salonga. Long ago in Cambodia, a man and a woman lived on the edge of a lake. A daughter was born to them. She was beautiful, with eyes as bright as the stars. The father and mother named her Lotus, like the blossoms which covered the lake. Years went by, but Lotus was as silent as on the day she was born. Her father and mother knew that Lotus could not hear. She could not learn to speak. One day, the mother and father pointed to the blossoms on the lake and to Lotus. Then the mother put her palms together with her fingers bent, forming a flower. Lotus understood. She copied her mother's gesture and so learned to name herself with her hands. Lotus grew lovelier each day. She was happiest when she walked among the herons, cranes, and white egrets, joining them in their graceful steps. Yet Lotus would often sit by herself, lonely and sad. Her father and mother saw her unhappiness, but they did not know how to help her. Finally, they decided to go to the temple in the city. When they reached the city, they hurried to the temple. Inside, the father and mother heard drums and cymbals. Lotus felt the vibrations. Then two lines of dancers appeared. Elbows high, knees bent, Lotus imitated their movements. And long after the dancers had gone, the little girl danced. They went to the palace. There, the queen noticed the lovely little girl and whispered to the king.
"Speak," the king said, pointing to Lotus.
"Our daughter does not speak or hear," her father said, "but she would learn to dance." The mother motioned to her young daughter. Lotus began to dance the way she knew best, like the herons, cranes, and white egrets. The king and queen watched with delight.
"She will learn to dance," said the king.
In the dance pavilion on the palace grounds, a graceful old woman taught Lotus how to dance the tales of the gods and kings. Patiently, she guided the young dancer, showing her the movements that would tell those tales. Lotus learned to curl her fingers backwards and to bend her elbows and knees. As time passed, silent Lotus began to speak with her hands, her body, and feet. She was no longer lonely and sad. Finally, she was ready to dance for the king again. It was the first night of the new year. Lotus danced better than she ever had. And as she danced, she saw pleasure and delight in the eyes of the people. It was said that Lotus became the most famous dancer in the Khmer Kingdom, dancing in the king's court and in the temples of the gods.
Lotus was a wonderful dancer. It didn't matter that she was deaf, that she couldn't hear. Lotus found a way to communicate that was just right for her. We all find our own best ways to communicate, and deaf people today have many to choose from. To understand what someone's saying, there's lip reading. That's when you watch the lips and face of someone very closely to see what they're saying. To talk, some deaf people learn to use their voices, and there is a way to speak using your hands. R, E, D, red. I'll show you again. This is R, that's an E, and that's D. That's finger spelling. Each position of your fingers is a letter in the alphabet, and you can also use a sign that represents a whole word, like this. That's tree. This is sign language, and it's one of the most beautiful and expressive languages in the whole world. Hi, Terrylene. This is my friend Terrylene, and she's deaf, and she's been teaching me how to express myself with my hands using sign language. How are you feeling?
Good.
You're feeling great. So, Terrylene, tell me, how long have you been deaf? Your whole life?
Not deaf.
How long have you been deaf?
I was born deaf.
You were born deaf.
And my family is deaf.
Your whole family is deaf.
Yeah.
Does being deaf mean that you can't hear anything at all? Or are there certain sounds that you can hear?
No, I can't.
You can't hear anything?
But some deaf people can.
Some deaf people can hear. Some a lot, some a little. But you don't hear anything.
No, I can't hear nothing.
Well, if you can't hear anything, how is it that you understand me so well?
Because you take the time to communicate. You move ahead, talk slow. Actually, that's what.
You understand me because I talk slowly and I take the time
to move ahead.
To move my hands and communicate with you.
Yeah.
Well, now tell me though about your voice, because your voice and my voice sound completely different. Why is that?
I think because I can't hear my voice, so I can't control my voice.
Because you can't hear your voice, you can't control it. Well, I think your voice sounds great. You're welcome.
But speaking is hard too.
Speaking is?
Hard too.
Speaking is a skill.
To climb very fast.
Like riding a bicycle.
Some people can ride fast. Some jam with the speed. Some can't talk, some can't talk. He does not represent your intelligence.
Speaking doesn't represent your intelligence. Oh no, not at all. I agree with you. What makes a difference is how you communicate.
Right. Communicate.
That's the key. That's the important thing. Right. Speaking isn't it. It's how you communicate.
Right.
Right. So, can you teach me some more words to sign, okay? Okay.
Yeah, what?
Like, I don't know, like...
Boy.
Boy.
From the cap.
From a boy's boy. Cap, like a baseball cap. Boy, that makes sense.
Girl.
Girl.
From...
Bonnet.
Bonnet.
From bonnet, girl. Girl. How about, book? Book. Well, that makes sense.
Read. Two eyes.
Two eyes on the page. Read.
Time. Sun. Circle.
A circle.
Time.
And then with the rays, the sun. Man. That's beautiful. And friend.
Friend.
Friend. Friend. Together, connected, friends. It's an amazing way to communicate because it's so clear what you're trying to say to me. I understand you perfectly.
Understand.
Like a light bulb coming on. I understand. I understand. Teach me how to say, I'm happy because I'm learning so much sign language, okay? I'm happy
because
I'm learning so much sign language. That's great. Okay, one more time, okay? I'm happy because I'm learning so much sign language. That's great. I love the way so many of the signs are so expressive, like learning. It's like taking a thought and putting it right into your head, right? Learning. It's like poetry with your hands.
You have good hands.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. People who can hear sometimes wonder, what is it like to be deaf? How does it make life different? Well, the truth is, life is different for all of us. We all do things in our own way. Hearing people and deaf people hear differently. And that's about it.
The Chatou family plays bingo every Saturday night. And they all like to win, especially Brian.
51.
Brian is 12 years old, and he's deaf.
One more. Be quiet. One more.
G. So close.
Number.
This is his Aunt Kathy.
Two.
His mother, Michelle.
Wait, check it.
His dad, Roger.
Wait. Do the numbers. Come on.
And brother Justin.
N, 36.
In our family, we've never made deafness an issue. It has never been important whether he was deaf, whether he was hearing. He's just been Brian. That's it.
It's not frustrating to communicate with each other because I learned sign language, so I can talk to him easily. If I didn't, I'd have a rough time trying to tell him one word.
Papa. Sausage, you won.
Justin and Brian got a great relationship. I don't think one would get along without the other.
They have their own private sign language. They have signs that nobody in the family understands. Just Brian and Justin.
Nothing. Hearing kids should know that deaf kids are just like all of us. The truth is, deaf kids can do anything that you or I can do.
They argue, laugh, tease each other, and hang out. And they use sign language to communicate. But the one thing my brother can do that I can't is dance.
This is Brian's dance class. It's really special because deaf and hearing kids learn to dance together. And here's their teacher, Adrian.
Deaf and hearing people have two different languages. The whole point is to find a way to communicate where they can work together.
With a sign language book, we can teach hearing people sign language and they can become our friends.
I learned sign language and this is my, how I do my name in sign language. J-A-V-O-N.
In dance, it's really important when you're working with deaf people, you have to know how to count in sign language. And it's really neat because in sign language, you can count on one hand. Now, who from the hearing wants to try to show it? Michael, you want to come up? There you go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Great! All right, good.
When I first met my deaf partner, it was scary because when they try to say something to you, you'll be like, oh no, I don't know what they're saying. Now that we've been working together like for at least 5 months, it feels normal because now they won't like try to make fun of you because you say something wrong in sign language or something, because they know you and they're your friends and they really like you.
Deaf kids will teach you how to sign, and later they can become your friends, maybe your best friends.
If you are deaf, you have to use the corners of your eyes to see when the other people stopped, okay? Because there will not be a cue for you. I'm sorry, but there's not.
I feel the music, and I look at the other people, and that's how a deaf kid can move. That's all.
Everyone's body keeps a memory of the rhythm, and that's really how they're learning the dance, is just through a lot of repetition again and again and again and again. The body can memorize rhythm. That part is the same for deaf and hearing people.
Boom.
I feel the vibrations in my bones, and it moves throughout my body. With the music, I feel something, and then without it, it feels different, and so I know to freeze. I love to dance because it's exciting to perform, and it surprises me. It's exciting.
It's like a new adventure. It's like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this.
With Adrian, it's really exciting because we all know how to dance, and we all know how to sign.
Brian can do the same things you and I can do.
So people can never say he can't do what other people can do.
In the future, I'm gonna become a doctor because I can do it. Some doctors are deaf because my mommy saw a deaf doctor and then I was proud. And I'm gonna become a doctor. All the people tease me and say, you can't do it, you can't become a doctor. Forget them. I'm gonna become a doctor if I want to.
Brian will do whatever he wants to do when he grows up. Because he's a daring kid and he got a lot of guts.
What makes all the noise in the world without ever making a sound? A book. Every time you turn the pages, it speaks to you. All you have to do is open your mind and listen. Well, here are some books that have something to say to you, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Do you have something to say? If you want to speak with your hands, I have the perfect book for you. It's called The Handmade Alphabet. This book shows you how to make each letter of the alphabet. These letters spell words. It's all part of sign language. Here are some of the easiest letters. O is for ornament. V is for your Valentine. Here's the letter M, and here's the letter N. Can you see the difference? Not all of the letters are easy, but they're fun to learn. When you first meet somebody, it helps if you speak their language. You can start with your name. I'm C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y, Courtney, and I think you should get this book.
Hand rhymes. You can learn them in the schoolyard. You can play them with a friend. They're everywhere. Some are even right here in this book, called Hand Rhymes. You start with a poem, then make up hand motions to go with it. Little pictures show what to do. Two little monkeys is my favorite. Two little monkeys fighting in bed. One fell out and hurt his head. The other called the doctor and the doctor said, that's what you get for fighting in bed. My name is Killa and there's so much more, so you better run down to your favorite bookstore.
Deaf kids are just like anyone else. They just have a problem hearing. And that's what I realized when I read this book, Amy, the Story of a Deaf Child. This is a true story about a little girl who is deaf. Her mom and dad are deaf too. John is her older brother and he can hear. This book uses photographs to tell Amy's story. Amy goes to a regular school just like I do. She speaks sign language and spoken English. And she also has many friends. She talks to her friends on a TTY. It's a typewriter that works like a telephone. I'm Herbert, and I think this book is very important because it shows what it's like to be deaf. And I think you should read it too.
We all need to share our thoughts and feelings and belong to a world we understand where people understand us. We have different ways of expressing ourselves, different ways of hearing each other, but we listen the same when we listen with our hearts. This is my special way of saying goodbye. It comes from my heart to you. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Silent Lotus by Jean M. Lee, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. The Handmade Alphabet by Laura Rankin, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated. Hand Rhymes, collected and illustrated by Mark Brown, published by Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated. Amy, The Story of a Deaf Child by Luann Walker. Photographs by Michael Abramson, published by Lodestar Books, an affiliate of Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated.